Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that really do matter to you. I'm Robin Rock. Joining me today, Dr. Helen Kim. Dr. Kim is a reproductive endocrinology and infertility physician at Northwestern Medicine. Let's talk a little bit about your specialty, infertility. It affects around 15% of couples trying to have a baby. How is infertility diagnosed?
The definition of infertility is not straightforward because the definition of infertility has been evolving. So historically, infertility was initially defined for couples as the inability to conceive after a year of trying. But more recently, some have broadened the definition of infertility to include individuals for whom reproduction would not occur without medical intervention, either due to having no partner or having a same-sex partner. So when thinking about infertility, there are really four main considerations that I think about. Is the woman ovulating, or is she releasing an egg every month? Does the man have sperm? Are the tubes open so the egg and sperm can meet? And is there a normal uterus where the embryo can implant?
I hear talk of infertility. My mind automatically goes right to IVF. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, so IVF stands for in vitro fertilization. And so that means when fertilization takes place in vitro or in the lab outside the body. The success of IVF depends on the ability to get many eggs from a woman. And then once the eggs are out, they will be put in the lab with the sperm. The egg and sperm are put together and hopefully will turn into an embryo. And then that embryo will continue to divide in the lab for a few days. And then that resulting embryo is put into the uterus.
If you're just now joining us, you are joining us for Voices of Better Medicine. We talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and Dr. Helen Kim is joining me today. We're talking about infertility. What is the process to getting to IVF? Because I would imagine there are other treatments available.
So IVF is typically used for women with blocked tubes. Another time where IVF is the only option is if there's a severely low sperm count. But for most patients, we would start with something less aggressive. There's some women who are experiencing infertility because they're not ovulating, their cycles are irregular, they're not releasing an egg in a predictable fashion. And then we can just give them fertility drugs, which they can take by mouth. And then for people who have unexplained infertility, we can't find anything wrong with them, but they've been trying for 6 months or a year and they've been not able to conceive on their own. We typically start off with something called controlled ovarian hyperstimulation, where again, we give them a small amount of fertility drug that they can take by mouth. And then we would do a procedure called intrauterine insemination, something called IUI, where we take the sperm, we clean it up, we get all the moving sperm into a small volume and inject that into the uterus. And so by getting the sperm a head start and putting into the uterus and getting a couple of eggs growing each month, we increase the chances that the egg and sperm can meet. And a lot of people will conceive with this treatment, which is a lot less involved than IVF.
Going back to what you talked about with IVF and freezing embryos, is that what fertility preservation is?
It's a little bit of a misnomer because we cannot guarantee that we're preserving your fertility, but we're preserving your fertility potential. There's no guarantee of future fertility, but we can freeze eggs, we can freeze sperm, we can freeze embryos to be used later. The main reason that people will do fertility preservation is where a patient is undergoing medical treatment that may cause infertility.
Is there anybody else who should consider that as well?
Women who are getting older, but are not yet ready to become a parent. People always ask, what is the ideal time to freeze your eggs? And I'm not sure we completely know. The technology is improving. But when I see really young people, I don't think there's a benefit to doing it before the age of 30 because your fertility hasn't begun to decline yet. But by the time you're 40, it's almost too late. So I think probably that mid-30s is the time to think about freezing your eggs.
Okay, so how does someone get started?
Just simply making an appointment in our clinic. We have 11 doctors who see patients in our clinic, all with slightly different areas of expertise, but all specialists in reproductive endocrinology and infertility, which means that we've had special training after our obstetrics and gynecology training to specifically learn about the hormones of reproduction and infertility.
Okay, so Dr. Kim, what excites you? What is your focus?
I really have liked this modern time because the definition of fertility has expanded to include individuals for whom conception would not occur without medical intervention. So my main focus is helping these patients build families through third-party and collaborative reproduction. I was going to say my 15 minutes of fame was several years ago when I was on the Today Show because I helped a grandmother give birth to her own grandchild.
So Dr. Kim, what advice do you have for couples who are struggling to conceive?
Don't delay. Getting started sooner rather than later is always helpful. And even for populations where fertility has always been a struggle, gay men, for example, we can help you. We have gestational surrogacy, egg donation. We have so much treatment that's available now that wasn't available decades ago when I started.
Thank you so much, Dr. Kim. It is just an honor to speak with you, and I'm so grateful for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.